JIS Radio presents the Year in Review, highlighting the major achievements of the government for 2014.
Jamaicans continue to benefit from the provision of quality healthcare services through improvements to facilities as well as the systems and processes governing the sector. This is in addition to the Health Ministry's promotion of healthy lifestyles and the control and reduction of non-communicable diseases, NCDs. We'll highlight these and other achievements of the Ministry during 2014. Surveillance and vector control measures were heightened in July 2014 at the first confirmed case of chikungunya in Jamaica.
We have also increased the capacity of the vector control teams across the island by providing additional equipment and supplies. Educators have been conducting education sessions and distributing material in the affected communities.
Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson. A $500 million national cleanup campaign was commissioned by Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller to help stem the chikungunya outbreak. Meanwhile, the country implemented an Ebola preparedness plan in the wake of an outbreak of the virus in West Africa. Numerous interventions were carried out, including public education and acquisition of equipment to help in monitoring and surveillance, as well as Ebola-specific training for key personnel. Over 150 healthcare workers were trained by two Cuban experts as part of Ebola preparedness response and management activities. Additionally, a permanent Ebola quarantine facility was constructed at the Cornwall Regional Hospital in Montego Bay, St. James, for use in the event a case of Ebola is identified in Western Jamaica. As part of the mission to facilitate human capital development in 2014, government began construction under Phase 2 of the Centers of Excellence project. This included additional infrastructure improvement and acquisition of equipment. Other primary healthcare centers also received significant infrastructure improvements in 2014. Among them, a new Type 2 health center constructed at James Hill in Clarendon and the Rocky Point Health Center also in Clarendon. Add to the list, the Williamsfield Health Center in Westmoreland, upgraded at a cost of $8 million, and the Trinityville Health Center in St. Thomas, refurbished at a cost of $3.5 million. The government also signed a $51 million contract to renovate and equip the Nannyville Health Center in St. Andrew.
We are working towards establishing quality care. It is very clear that when we have improvement in the health sector, we have improvement in the productivity of our citizens. It means that we are on our way to world-class development.
In 2014, the ministry introduced modern solutions to Jamaica's healthcare system. Island-wide implementation of the GOJ health card began, giving users of public health facilities a number of benefits. These include greater access to services, savings, and reduced waiting time for registration. In 2014, the Health Ministry advanced the work to attack the risk factors for non-communicable diseases, NCDs. These include tobacco use, unhealthy diet, physical inactivity, and harmful use of alcohol. The Ministry's efforts to promote healthy lifestyles and control NCDs have seen major achievements. The Health Minister announced that a national alcohol policy would be developed to prevent the abuse of hard liquor. Meanwhile, key amendments to the Public Health Tobacco Control Regulations 2013 were affirmed by Parliament, including lowered fines for breaches. The government's goal is to see a 25% reduction in NCDs by 2025.
That will call for cooperation at all levels. Therefore, we cannot lose sight of the value of local partnerships that are allowed to flourish in an atmosphere such as this.
Government also remained focused on improving cancer care. A dedicated anti-cancer laboratory was launched at the University of the West Indies, Mona. And a nearly $5,000 subsidy was provided to offset the cost of an important test for breast cancer patients. The Breast Cancer Receptor Studies test is done at the pathology lab of the University of the West Indies. That was a recap of some of the major achievements of the Ministry of Health during 2014.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.